Although I know that in AA they suggest you wait a year, and I know why they suggest that. I mean, I know, I understand. I think it's hard to ask people to wait a year. And so I usually say 180 days. And I will talk about being married in a second, but let's assume that you're single and want to date. And you may say, but I'm really lonely. And I will say, you're lonely for you. There's things that you need to figure out. There's things that you need to figure out before you will be a good partner. Because a needy, poor boundary person is not a good partner. And you will attract somebody who wants a needy, poor boundary person. And then as you evolve and grow, that person's not going to like who you are. And so it's sort of like you want to evolve into a happy, stable version of you before you attract, and I mean attract, like, you know, start to date somebody who's going to like the kind of person you are. Because let's say, for example, that you are drinking 2 bottles of wine a night and you go out on dates. The person who wants to date you is a person who is comfortable and happy with a person who drinks 2 bottles a night. Like their default, they don't want you to be any different. They want you to be that person. Now imagine that you're a person who's sober. You want to date somebody who is happy and comfortable dating a person who's sober, which is not the same guy as the guy who's happy dating a person who drinks 2 bottles of wine a night. And you want to present who you are now to your dates in a take it or leave it kind of way, not in an I'll evolve for you way, not in an I'll be what you want me to be way, but in a this is who I am, you either like me or you don't like me. And yes, couples do evolve together and they do mold and shape each other, yes, but you want somebody who coming to the table likes who you are, and the way you get that is you have to like who you are. Because then you present a relatively confident, if not, I'm not saying outgoing and extroverted, but a person who is sort of okay with who they are. Because a needy person who needs a lot of external validation and will twist themselves into a pretzel to be what you want, which is exactly who I was before, attracts people who like that. And they manipulate it and use it. And they can smell us a mile away. They can smell people with poor boundaries a mile away.